Hey everybody, I'm Nurse Kelly and I am the Chief Nurse Advocate for Wanderly. You are listening to another episode of the Happy Traveler podcast for healthcare travelers. Thank you guys so much for jumping on for another episode today. Today we have Sherry Dalton as our guest and she is with Moxie Mentoring, and we're so excited for you guys to hear all about Moxie Mentoring and especially what we're going to be able to do together in this industry for you all. So I'm so excited for you guys to get to know her. If you haven't heard of Moxie Mentoring, you're about to get the full 101, and if you have heard about it, then you're going to get to know Sherry. You're going to get to know the mind behind it all, and we're just really super excited to talk to her. She has been a longtime friend of the Wanderly family, and we're really pumped to have you on today. So let's just get started. So hi, Sherry. Can you tell us about you and just where you're from and hobbies and interests? And we just want to get to know you a little bit, and then we'll jump into Moxie.
Hi, Kelly. Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much for having me here today. Moxie has really been a passion of ours since the get-go. Adam and I started Moxie a little over 3 years ago now. We're just getting ready to jump into our fourth year. And we were both healthcare staffing recruiters. We both worked with travel nurses. We both led and managed teams of recruiters. We both have about 15 years of experience total. We also have Charity on our team who brings a ton of insight from our industry as well. And it's really just been a passion project for us. We always loved working with our travel nurses and getting to live vicariously through their travels as they moved from place to place across the country. But one of the things that we found in working with our teams of recruiters is that it was a real struggle for recruiters to get up and get going because it's not an easy industry to work in. And we're here in Omaha. We're based out of Omaha, which is a huge hub for staffing companies. And we just saw a real need to get recruiters properly trained. You know, we want them to be educated so that they can better provide for the healthcare professionals that they're working with. And so we stepped back from our position and created Moxie.
Oh, I love it. That's so cool. Well, can you kind of tell us a little bit too about what Moxie Mentoring is? And us over here at Wanderly, we know everything and we've been friends for a long time, but for anyone that's listening, can you tell us how it started, why it started, who it serves, what you offer, just so anyone that's listening can kind of get the 411 on everything Moxie Mentoring?
Yeah. So we wanted to create a really well-rounded but collaborative training experience for recruiters so that they could get up and running earlier with their travelers and see more success and build better relationships with their travelers, find more successful assignments, and just create a better overall experience for the travelers and for the hospitals and then ultimately for the patients that the travelers are caring for. So Moxie Mentoring, we started by creating just a simple training program, and we were going out on site to our different client agencies. And it was sort of like, it was great. The information, the content, everything was wonderful. Our clients loved it, but it was sort of like drinking water through a fire hose. So, you know, recruiters are sitting in a room with us for 3 or 4 days at a time and learning everything there is to know about the industry, about traveling, about travel nurses. And it was a lot to take in just a short period of time. So from the success of that, we were able to take the program online. And now it's really scalable for agencies who are just starting up and have maybe one or two recruiters. And we have clients that have hundreds of recruiters with several locations throughout the U.S. that are able to use our platform. So it's been really fun getting to know a lot of the different agencies and really getting to work with recruiters and helping them be better and helping them get better at serving their healthcare professionals.
I love that. It really is such a service. And I was, when we first started talking, and we, especially when we saw you guys at the SIA conference, we definitely had a lot in common. And I just think that it's kind of our client base that we can all work together. And I wanted to know kind of your thoughts on the Wanderly mm-hmm. platform, and then also how you think we can work together in the future to improve this industry.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that our industry is always evolving. It's for as much as it stays the same, you know, the recruitment process is the same. The way that travelers go out and find agencies and find positions, you know, is still somewhat the same. But our market is changing and it's more demanding than ever. And so being able to better educate everyone, I think helps to bridge some of those gaps between, you know, the travelers and the healthcare recruiters and their agencies. and to create a better experience overall. I know one of the things that you guys state on your website is to enable meaningful connections. And I think that that's so powerful because I've seen the living proof, and I'm sure you have too, when a recruiter and when a traveler can really come together, they've got a great relationship between the two of them, and that recruiter is really able to help that traveler meet their career goals and take them to different places. And, you know, throughout it, they're both learning and they're both experiencing, but that relationship is such a great foundation. It's such a strong foundation. And so, you know, I love that you guys are out there trying to help and educate the travelers, you know, and we're here on the other side trying to help and educate the recruiters so that, you know, when they do come together, they're having that meaningful connection.
I definitely agree with you. And I'm having so much fun working with Wanderly, especially as the chief nurse advocate, because I've been on the agency side as well. And so to be able to make real friendships and lasting relationships with some of these recruiters and these agency heads and leadership and learn about the industry that way has been really, for me, has just been so exciting. And also, I just feel like all of our client base is so versatile, and it's just been so fun to get to know them, not only on a like a real business level and kind of, you know, where we have to, when we, with this partnership where we have to move forward, you know, with recruiting and the business side of things, but to also get to know them as human beings, because I do this so often that I get to actually have conversations with them about things that they like and things that they enjoy outside of our everyday grind. And I just have so much fun doing that. But you and I, when we first saw each other at SIA, I think in person, after that, I was kind of shocked how the difference between TravCon and SIA, especially for, you know, what the client base was there and the audience. But what kind of value do you place on conventions like those for our industry?
You know, I think they each bring something unique to the table. SIA is one of our favorites just because there is so much effort put into educating the agencies and helping the agencies get better. And that's obviously our focus. But I think that when agencies can perform at a high level, and when they can train their people who are on the front lines, like the recruiters and the account managers, when they can, you know, help set those expectations, teach them what they need to know so that they can provide that better service, everybody wins. And, you know, the conferences, there's a conference out there for everyone, just like there's an agency out there for everyone. I think it just depends on what you're looking for.
Yeah, definitely. Especially whether, you know, you're a traveler or you're on the recruiter agency side, those are obviously very, very different. But man, it was so much fun to go to both and just kind of see the different ways that you see agencies at TravCon and the different ways that you see them at SIA. So
Right.
Very different. Well, what's next for you guys? What can we expect from Moxie through 2020? Do you guys have anything exciting you're working on?
You know, we are working on some fun leadership projects for, you know, managers and team leads and C-level execs with our agencies, trying to, you know, now that we've got a great program for our recruiters, we want to start working our way up so that we can help the managers lead better teams of recruiters. We've got a fantastic compliance and credentialing program so that we can help our compliance and credentialing teams sort of ease and smooth out that process for the travelers as well. So we've got some exciting things. We're always looking at ways to improve the industry, you know, especially again on the agency side, so that they can continue to provide an exceptional experience for the travelers and for their hospitals. You know, at the end of the day, when we're doing well, when the agencies are doing well, then the travelers are doing well, and it increases the level of patient care to the patients that you guys are serving. So, you know, that's always been our end goal.
Wait, that sounds so exciting. You guys have a ton of stuff coming up. You're like, just casually, we're going to be busy developing all this new stuff for 2020. Well, that's really exciting. And I'm really looking forward to having Wanderly continue to be a part of what you guys are doing, and Moxie as well, because we just really, really enjoy this collaboration and this friendship and relationship that we've been able to build over the last couple of years. So I'm excited about that. Before we hop off, though, do you have anything else that you would like to add, especially and specifically where people can find you?
Yeah, our website is moxiementoring.me. It's M-O-X-I-E, mentoring.me. And then you can find us on Facebook at Moxie Mentoring, Instagram, Moxie Mentoring, LinkedIn, Moxie Mentoring. You know, we love hearing from just our travelers as well as our agencies. We're always looking for feedback. Again, like I mentioned at the very beginning, this is been a really collaborative effort. Adam and I still have great relationships with the travelers that we worked with several years ago when we were recruiting, and they've added some fantastic insight into our program so that we're able to better help our agencies. So we would love to hear from you and would love to get your feedback.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much for jumping on with me today, Sherry.
You are very welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Well, that is another episode of the Happy Traveler Podcast, everybody. Again, I'm Nurse Kelly. I'm the Chief Nurse Advocate for Wanderly. That's Sherry Dalton with Moxie Mentoring. And we will see you guys next week. Thanks so much for listening.